Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. The biggest gun control law, victim disarmament law, since the 1968 Gun Control Act has passed the House. And this hit us completely out of the blue. Some people saying, oh, look at the Virginia Tech, nothing happened. See, we're really winning. Well, no, that's not the case. They've learned to just not make a big deal out of it, not to push it. They just do it. Just like one of these neocons just came out, he's a top neocon, and said, let's ban guns. I mean, how else are they going to put us in sports stadiums and have their way with us like they did in Soviet Russia or Communist China? That's who these people are. It's what they do. They're the ultimate control freaks, and the ultimate control freak likes to kill people en masse. I mean, to them, it's like going out and, you know, buying a new dress or a new suit or a new, you know, it's oh, let's kill a bunch of people. Oh, I can just get all their land. Oh, yeah, kill. Oh, yeah. And then you're like, oh, that can't be true. Well, look at human history. Look at what governments do. And now it's happening here again. They're just running around smiling, enjoying themselves. And they're making their move on a thousand fronts. We're going to take some more calls. I'm going to get into the economy, the Second Amendment news, and much more. Let's go ahead, and who's up next here? Robert, New York. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jones, how are you doing today?
Good, sir.
A couple quick things I thought you'd find interesting. I'm kind of gridless here, so all I have is public access television, and I don't know if you watch Frontline at all.
I've watched PBS, and then I've seen the show, yes.
Okay, well, this past Tuesday, it was the Lost War in Iraq. Well, at the end of it, they had a preview for their upcoming Tuesday Frontline, which is called Endgame. Thought you'd find that interesting.
Really? What's it about?
It's going into the whole Bush administration's failure in the Iraq war.
But see, it's not a failure. It's an absolute precision job.
Well, that's what I said. I know it's all propaganda, but one of the only ways I can keep track.
Well, see, people see shows like that. Like I did see a Frontline when I was out in L.A. a few months ago. And when I had some time, I sat back and I was watching it. I don't know why I always describe where or when I saw it. The point is, I did see Frontline, and it was a special about the wiretapping and the spying.
Yeah, I taped that.
But they spun it like, yeah, it violates the law. Yeah, but is it to keep you safe? You see, they put in the false premise or the false equation that giving up liberty gives you security. It gives you the opposite. When you give up liberty, the greatest type of insecurity, government abuse and tyranny, always happens. It's a guarantee. And so, I mean, if you fight as hard as you can, do everything you can to have liberty, you might have it.
Oh, we are, brother.
But if you don't even know what freedom is, it's over. You're going to the very bottom. It's the race to the bottom immediately. But, I mean, that's what they were doing again, was people want something done. People want action. In fact, there's an article today about Bloomberg and Schwarzenegger, the mayor and the governor. They're getting stuff done. They're making their city and their state green-friendly. And then, oh, they're setting up all these new taxes. Oh, it's for the earth, aren't they? They get stuff done. And then the media says they're winners. They get stuff done. I mean, by that equation, Hitler's a winner. He gets stuff done.
Well, I'm up here outside of Rochester, New York, the lovely home of the HPV vaccine. And it's a complete bubble around here. People are just blind to everything. And I'm having a really hard time waking people up around here.
Well, I mean, everything's left, Kodak, you name it, so I'm sure they're enjoying themselves.
You know, my father's a Vietnam vet, but he's still, I don't know, I'm having a hard time opening his eyes. My mom's on board. She listens to you all the time now.
Well, good. Daddy will come around soon enough. God bless you. I tell you, when Daddy will come around is when the stuff gets so bad he can't deny it anymore. He'll go, you know, son, what you said is right. But, look, it's said best in The Matrix. One cannot be told about it. One must see it. One must experience it. They must feel it.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go ahead and talk to Lewis in South Carolina. Lewis, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
And, Alex, I just wanted to call you from the land down here of the sheeple here in South Carolina, as you obviously saw in the second presidential GOP debate.
Yeah, cheering for torture and mass enslavement. Oh, I feel safe. My government has secret death camps and tortures. Oh, I really feel good now. Boy, that's always a good sign. Everything's wonderful.
Yeah, I thought that was sick. But
Even the Nazis didn't publicly admit it. They knew to hide it. No, America always likes to go further than anybody else has, and we have.
Yeah, I think it's sick. The people here in South Carolina are pretty much asleep.
Well, if they think that government that'll do that's their friend, they're going to enjoy amnesty and gun bans.
Right. Well, Alex, the main reason why I was calling, I was wanting to just bring these 2 points real quickly and ask you a question. I'm Hispanic. I'm originally from Colombia, South America, and I just wanted to know what do you know about concerning how does Colombia play in regard to the New World Order, or how America is controlling do they have any control over there?
Yes, they control the government of Colombia. Let me let you go and answer your question. It's a great question. You have wealth for some reason. No one ever knows why. you know, why it's in certain areas and not in others. Like South Africa has more wealth than all Africa, and South Africa is Zimbabwe. The amount of mineral wealth in Mexico is triple. That's a conservative number. Triple that of the United States. Canada has more resources than the U.S. for some reason. Colombia, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Brazil, I mean, has got every type of resource from oil to diamonds to every other type of alluvial deposit, gemstone to population, very intelligent population, everything. But because of their colonial-style governments, because they had very corrupt Spanish or Portuguese governments, and they never had a revolution like the U.S. had. I'm not saying the U.S. is perfect in its history. I mean, comparatively speaking, here we had a crop of people who were willing to get in a gunfight with you if you tried to tax them or take their land. And when and that broke up the elite, and so you had a new elite, and so incredible wealth was generated. And with that wealth came freedom. Middle classes bring freedom. They bring independence. So first off, Latin America never got off to a good start because it had Spanish and Portuguese, old world, serf rule, feudalism. And it fit in quite nicely with the native Mesoamerican cultures who had also been feudal and top-down. It's the way humans organize themselves generally. Tyranny is the normal dish that's served. It's a very special dish to find liberty. Very, very rare. Don't find that in all of the restaurants. Just horrible analogies. Don't I? I can't help it. Anyways, so that goes into a whole history of Latin America, which is so complex and so large in volumes that I've probably read 10-15 books on the subject of Latin American history, and I am a complete idiot. But again, compared to the general public or even the average Latin American, I know more than they do. I find this stuff ravenously interesting. I can't turn loose of it. Like, here's an example. The Mexicans think, a lot of them, that they own the Southwest. Hey, Mexicans, did you know that about half of southern Mexico today belong to countries that don't exist now? And that Mexico took those by force? Hey, did you know that? Did you know you never really held the Southwest? I mean, see, this is just basic history. So, when you say the U.S. controls Latin America, yes, the U.S., when the empires of Spain and Portugal receded, England had never had a great influence because of their historical fights with Spain and others in Portugal with Latin America. Germany and France had a bigger influence than Britannia's empire did. Because, again, historical alliances, the British were not trusted, and rightfully so, of course, in those areas. So the United States, by about the 1870s or so, started sending in Marine Expeditionary Forces, taking over governments, setting up puppets all over Latin America. Now the U.S. has been seized, and so when you say the U.S. is manipulating, or are they manipulating, Colombia, yes, in that we're being used, too. In fact, I'm getting into the economics right now. This is a perfect time to get into it, and then I'll get to everybody else coming up. And it's called gunboat diplomacy. Gunboat diplomacy. After the Marines in the 1860s, marched into Mexico City and cleaned their clocks, 3-1, by the way. It was just the difference with an Anglo-Saxon military history. They just didn't turn around, didn't run. And beat the Mexicans 3-1 in two of the major battles. A couple of them were more evenly matched. By the way, the Mexicans did have Irish and Germans with them, because, see, Mexico was really being run by Germans. And then you can get into Maximilian later. He was Austrian prince and the rest of it. But I'm already digressing here. Okay. So, It's so complex to even try to get into history. You're asking, is there influence? Yes. Colombia, what, about 80-plus percent of the geographic area is controlled by the United States and hence by its banker owners. The government is a puppet. You know, install dictatorship. They claim that you have elections. They're not real. We've seen major studies. International groups have looked at that. About 20% of the country is controlled by the guerrillas, the FARC, the commies. And Richard Grasso, head of the stock exchange, went there in 99. Reuters photo of him hugging the head of the FARC, this, you know, commie with a big gray beard. The communists run around with death squads killing people to serve them out of fear. The government runs around killing people. Just government's bad, as usual. Both sides are horrible. And it's in the news. It's admitted that we have lost hundreds of soldiers there in an ongoing 15-year war that's been escalating. No one knows the real numbers, but we know there's been a lot of deaths. And it's a war with the FARC going in and burning the West. Oh, by the way, Grasso, it's legal. Did you know it's legal for drug dealers overseas to public drug cartels to invest in the stock exchange? And Grasso, before they escalated the war, remember it escalated after that in 2000, he had a public meeting and he said, I'm here and invest your cocaine money with us and hundreds of billions a year, just with the FARC controlling 20%, and we will, just in that one region, we will let you, you know, launder it. And it was in the Reuters. It said, yeah, it's legal. See, I mean, everything, see, just like the illegal aliens don't have to have driver's license, but you do. See, it's all a big joke, folks. It's all a big joke. And they just write out in the open, Richard Grasso, the known mob bosses now, you know, run the stock exchange. He doesn't anymore, but a new mob boss does. And they just go down there and say, invest your cocaine money with us. And the FARC said, no, we're going to invest it where we want. And so the spring and the paramilitary attacks, and it's in the news that the U.S. jets and Colombian finance jets, they fly around and with GPS, they spray this coca plantation, but they don't spray the one right next to it. And they spray just with scientific precision theirs. It's just an economic war because, well, you know, if you're not going to invest with us, then we're going to spray your product so it doesn't jack up. I mean, so you don't drive down the price and because we're in competition with each other. I mean, publicly, our government runs the drugs. There's no even debate. It's in Reuters, hidden in plain view. But still, some cop will pull me over and say, I want to search your car. And I just start laughing at him. I go, no. Well, what do you got to hide? I go, nothing, Mac. Stop trying to violate my Bill of Rights. Well, I'm just doing my job. You need to get out of the car. Hey, listen, now it's time for things to get serious. You need to not violate my rights. You want to get a dog. You want to trump something up. I don't use the products your bosses ship in. And they'll always kind of smile. Because they're not stupid. I don't use your prescription drugs or your illegal drugs. I don't use any of your crap. So don't you ever, ever try to claim I'm using your trash. Thank God I never took a liking to drugs the few times I tried marijuana and stuff back in high school. Thank God that I had examples seeing friends of mine, not thank God they got hurt, but going from the best football player on the team with a beauty queen to literally being homeless crackhead in Dallas. I don't use your trash. And don't you ever imply I do. And don't you, it's just so sick, these SWAT teams risking their lives, killing innocent people, shooting their own officers, looking for drugs. And if you wouldn't make the drugs illegal, it wouldn't have all these criminals and dirt associated with it. And I tell the young people, you know, when they have the stupid South by Southwest staged event here in town, you know, the trendy, windy event, total ripoff, and you see all these young teenagers lined up for miles, you know, in their little costumes, their little outfits, their little stylish outfits. And I just think about them all with their drugs in their pockets and the cops getting them and filling the jails up full of them. You're not radical using that trash. Stop using it. Go out and start hiking up a mountain every day. Go out and get a job. Save some money. Get you a woman. Be a man. Go work in a soup kitchen. Don't use their trash ever. Never. Never use it, any of it. We'll be right back with the economy. I'm gonna leave you.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. And tell them Alex Jones. Just sit back and listen to it. I don't want to read this next article I got in front of me. It just tears my heart out to see the New World Order win.
shot away. All right. It's official. The crash of the U.S. economy has begun. And I agree. Global Research, Richard C. Cook. It's official. Mark your calendars. The crash of the U.S. economy has begun. It was announced the morning of Wednesday, June 13, 2007, by economic writers Stephen Pearlstein and Robert Samuelson in the pages of the Washington Post, one of the foremost houses and organs of the U.S. monetary elite. Pearlstein's column was titled, "The Takeover Boom About to Go Bust," and concerned the extraordinary amount of debt versus operating profits of companies currently subject to leveraged buyouts. In language remarkably alarmist for the usually ultra-bland pages of the Post, Pearlstein wrote, "It is impossible to predict when the magic moment will be reached and everyone finally realizes that the prices being paid for these companies and the debt taken on to support the acquisitions are unsustainable. When that happens, it won't be pretty. Across the board, stock prices and the company valuations will fall. Banks will announce painful write-offs. Some hedge funds will close their doors, and private equity funds will report disappointing returns. Some companies will be forced into bankruptcy or restructuring. Further falling stock prices," this is from the article, "will cause companies to reduce their hiring and capital spending, while governments will be forced to raise taxes or reduce services, and revenue from capital gains taxes declines. And the combination of reduced wealth and higher interest rates will finally cause consumers to pull back on their debt finance consumption." That's the chickens coming home to roost. "It happens, and happened after the junk bond and savings and loan collapses of the late 1980s. It happened after the tech and telecom bust of the late 1990s, and it will happen this time." Samuelson's column, "The End of Cheap Credit," left the door slightly ajar in cases the collapse is not quite so severe. He wrote of rising interest rates, "As the price of money increases, borrowing and the economy might weaken. The deep slump in housing could worsen. We could also discover that the long period of cheap credit has left a nasty residue." Now it gets really serious when we get back. And again, I've literally read hundreds of articles following the economy the last few months. This particular one is important because it's something we're about to get to. And then we will continue with your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again,
1-888-882 States on its knees, run by a bunch of foreign criminals, foreign lobbyists, overrun with third world hordes, literally falling down on its face in a pool of blood, makes me burn with rage. Yeah, let's roll the rest of the song. Yeah, says it all, doesn't it? Now you better stop reaping all your ruin. That's what they're doing. They reap the ruin. Let's go ahead and continue with this article. These are excerpts out of the Washington Post and what, another one out of the New York Times. Other writers, it continues. Less prestigious platforms than the Post have been talking about an approaching financial bust for a couple of years. Among them have been economist Michael Hudson, author of an article on the housing bubble titled The New Road to Serfdom. That's the plan. In the May 2006 issue of Harper's, very respected, Hudson has been speaking in interviews of a break in the chain of debt payments leading to a long, slow economic crash. Exactly what the Financial Times of London has said, exactly what Warren Buffett has said, exactly what all these big planners, they want a slow crash so they can comfortably position our transition from first world to third world. And I mean that when I say it. I don't use that as an effect. Oh, we're going to be a banana republic. We're going to be third world. No, we are basically there now. You just haven't felt the effects yet. And believe me, you go, speak for yourself, Jones. We're feeling it. Believe me, we're in the eye of the hurricane right now, okay? You look out about a mile and you see that vortex and those 150 mile an hour winds and all those water spouts around the edge of it. We're going into that. We're sitting here in this green sea, gently bobbing around, and you think you've hit the squall. You hadn't even gone into it, folks. Now I'm giving arcane allusions to green sea, an old, I guess, saying for going into really bad weather. As if anyone will know what I'm talking about. Continues here. Other writers with less prestigious platforms in the Post have been talking about the approaching financial bust for a couple of years now. The new road to serfdom. In a May 2006 issue of Harper's, Hudson has been speaking in interviews of the break in the chain of debt payments leading to a long, slow economic crash with asset deflation, mass defaults on mortgages, and a huge asset grab. Now, that's the key. Asset grab. That's what happened after the Great Depression. But the rich, who are able to protect their cash through money laundering and hedging with foreign currency bonds. Now, let me just stop right there. Now, I don't know exactly what's going to happen because things have never been this wild, this jacked up. We passed a key point, middle of 2006, when the private debt, individual private debt, family debt, was greater than that in late 1933 that had been the all-time record for the United States history. When the ratio was much greater of debt versus savings or assets. Okay. Now, we far surpassed that and have now been racing past that point since last year. And by the way, that's with cooked federal numbers. It's far worse. I mean, we're talking about a few billion in debt and a few billion in problems in 1929. Now, the obligations a year ago were over $97 trillion. And by the way, 5 years ago, it was only $44 trillion. That was the Dallas Morning News and a top economist and some government economist. In different governmental offices, 44 trillion. Within 5 years, what was that, 2002? Yeah, about 5 years. It has gone to over 97 trillion. And I see articles about the deficit's been reversed. Folks, that is, it's just lying. It's just the lying is so incredible. And that's why they've just pulled out all the stops. You know, I said like 10, 15 years ago they would lie a lot because there was no alternative media to challenge them. Since then, the last 5, 6 years, they were spinning and just trying to twist things. Now, they still spin a lot and twist, but mainly it's just bald-faced lying. Just pell-mell, foaming at the mouth, over the edge of the cliff, lying about everything. It's absolutely amazing. So, let's talk about what we're really facing. The New World Order set up the economic policies in this country to do what they've done in hundreds of third world countries over and over again. So they've done it thousands of times. And this is thousands of times in every 20 years or so. I mean, they're doing it every 5 to 10 years in third world nations, and they've done it in 160-plus nations over and over and over and over and over again. They fly in publicly. They publicly hand over cash to the dictator or the corrupt politicians, who then put 90% of it in their bank account publicly and retire to Switzerland or to Spain or the Bahamas or New York. I knew stuff was bad, though, when they all started moving out of New York and L.A. and places like that. They're even evacuating here now. And they signed contracts handing criminally the entire land, infrastructure, roads, water over to private interest. And they'll camouflage it as claiming it's a privatization deal on their news. They're now doing that here. And I know they did it some in the past, but now, I mean, it's wastewater, water, reservoirs, roads, timber, national parks, state parks, scientific institutions, universities. I mean, it is just total. I mean, everyone's leaving. Everyone's moving. I mean, before it was a slow, continual evacuation. Now it's just ripping out kitchen sinks, man. It's just, you know, they're just pulling the wallpaper off the walls. I mean, they're just gutting the whole deal, and they've literally run over a hill and have got their hands over their heads like something's about to go off. I mean, they literally are running and jumping for cover, jumping and rolling up in fetal positions and screaming incoming to each other. And you're running around talking about Paris Hilton and acting tough, and men are strutting around, kill them Muslims, we're in a war. I mean, you idiots, the people that run those Muslims run this country. The people that claim the Muslims want to destroy America are the very people destroying the country. You understand, we got child kidnapping, heroin and cocaine dealing generals running everything. When I say that most of them are hardcore Satanists, folks, I mean that. That's how you get in the club now. Before, the Satanists were just here and there. Now they've got complete control, okay? Complete control of the government. They can do whatever they want, and they like to kill, and they like to blow stuff up, and they like to kill a couple hundred million. And that's what they do every time they can. Now, if you don't want to call Stalin or Hitler or Mao a Satanist, fine. The evil people, folks. They got red banners, they wear black uniforms, and there's lots of piles of dead people everywhere they go. And everything they're doing is to set the world up so they can have a massive consolidation. Everything they do is so they can pull out the economy and pull it out from under itself to have it be as bad as it possibly can so they can consolidate and then move forward in the next phase. But everything is now accelerated. Everything is telescoped. Everything is moving quicker. Stuff that used to take 50 years is taking 5 years. But they won't go to martial law, and they won't blow the economy out. They would have already done it. And they won't do all this until they think you're going to go along with it and until they think they can pose as the saviors again and try to control it. And they openly write articles, and they talk about it at Davos, Switzerland, and I cover them every time I see them here on air, and they say it's got to be slow and gradual or it will cause worldwide total meltdown, and even the elites will lose their wealth. That's how dangerous and how big this is. That's how good a job they've done of messing this country up and messing the world up as they reap their ruin, as they are wreckers. Remember? They do it in the South China Sea. England would do it. Some of the richest towns, richest families made their money wrecking. And you put flat houses up on your reefs in foggy weather. You'd light them. And big ships would come in and crash. And then you'd have the laws where you got to salvage them. And then you'd just go steal everything they had on board the ship. And usually a British ship would pull up and say, by the way, all your sailors are our slaves now. You're being pressed into service. The British were the best at it. And did it more in some of the more modern times. Americans did some wrecking, but it usually got shut down. These are wreckers, folks, and the New England Blue Bloods are good at it with their British cousins, and they're just wrecking the hell out of us. That's what they do. They like it. You understand, David Rockefeller doesn't like it that you're young and beautiful. He doesn't like it that you're happy. He doesn't like it you can go wherever you want. All he does is talk trash about you and how he wants you to have a bad life, okay? They're here to hurt you. That's why they're in control, because they're ruthless. They got screws loose, folks, and they like it. And they got a bunch of stupid people that work for them who don't see the big picture, who believe all the propaganda. And let me tell all their servants, you're in for the biggest rude awakening. So when you read in this article, mass defaults and a huge asset grab, you see, because you think they're grabbing up all the assets and all the ports and all the waterways and handing them over, and all the companies are going offshore like Halliburton. Well, they're all switching into euros themselves now. They're all shifting into oil. They're shifting into other currencies. And now when the dollar goes down to almost nothing, they can come in with their foreign currencies and buy anything left up. And you'll be so poor and so broke, you'll have to do it. And then all that we're going to be is a propaganda production factory for the world, because we still have that image and have the infrastructure, and the United States is going to serve as the new Germany to supply the armies, the new Hessians. We're going to be broke up internally and merged with a larger North American Union. We're going to have one-child policies. It's not going to be called that. It'll be called a carbon tax on children. And you don't think they can, they will do it. Everything's accelerated now. Everything happens quicker now. And this is all their plan. It's all being announced. Austin, Denver, they're all announcing it's going to happen. New York, Schwarzenegger, Singh, California. It's all happening. The new way of life. And, folks, it's bad. And you're going to have jobs. And the only jobs are going to be make work. But it won't be building highway rest stops and dams. It won't be doing things like that. It's going to be being jail guards and trips. And the shows are all going to be 10 times worse than 24. It's going to be super hype. The guys in the black uniforms, you'll see the hottest women dating these men on TV, that image. And a lot of you are going to have to watch your daughter say, I don't care, Daddy. I don't care, Mommy. I love him. And it's going to be sick. And if you get a problem, she'll point you right out. They'll take you to a camp. Don't think your families aren't going to turn you in. Don't think it isn't going to be bad. Now, that's what they're planning. When we come back, we'll take some final calls. There's more on the article up on PrisonPlanet.com. I wanted to tell you about Researched Herbs. Researched Herbs, ladies and gentlemen, is a long-standing, awesome company that only sells the known herbs and vitamins and different tinctures that are known and been associated with really great health nutritive effects and just wellness. And they've got Live 52, the world's best-selling liver detox formula, very inexpensive, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals worldwide, a registered herbal drug in 45 countries. Live 52 regulates the liver enzymes and optimizes assimilation. Live 52, folks, call. Get your bottle today at 1-800-845-3841 or check out all the other great products they have at researchedherbs.com, researchedherbs.com, or 1-800-845-3841. Do not wait, ladies and gentlemen, researchedherbs.com or 1-800-845-3841. And then don't let me ever forget Interfood. I take it every day. I mix it in with orange juice or grape juice or something like that. It doesn't taste that bad by itself, but it tastes really good with those, and it's the best green food I've seen. Just find out more about Interfood at their website, enerfood.com. You will feel great, and it makes me not eat as much. I mean, because the normal food's been debased of its nutrients and minerals and cofactors. Well, this has got it, and it's in live form. You know, it's not some chemicalized vitamins. It's the extracts from the plants, from the fruits, from the vegetables, and it's got a bunch of other great stuff in it. Check it out at enerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238. Interfood, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely fantastic stuff. I want you to call and get a keg of it for yourself. They're patriots. It's very inexpensive, and it's the best green food we found. enerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238. All right, I will come back, briefly finish up this article, and take a few calls. I'll try to get to as many of you as I can. PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. There's some big news on CNN, too. They censored a story. We'll briefly mention that.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today. We are able to expose the New World Order. They will not plunge the economy. They will just continue to puff up the balloon. But they think they can get away with it. They're starting to deflate it. I'm just telling you, right? You stupid yuppies, you could have saved this country. Even for your own self-preservation, you greedy little creatures. If you just would have spent 10 minutes not looking in the mirror at yourself or playing with your golf clubs. It doesn't matter, though. You deserve what's going to happen to you. Just, in a way, I'm kind of glad. You know, God always wins in the end, one way or the other. Those left holding the bag will be ordinary people whose assets are loaded with debt, such as tens of millions of mortgages, millions of young people with student loans that can never be written off due to the reform 2005 bankruptcy law, or vast numbers of workers with 401ks or other pension plans that are locked into the stock market. In other words, it sounds like 2002, except maybe on a much larger scale. And it goes that this was only the 10th worst bear market in history, but over $1 trillion in wealth simply vanished. And then it just goes on. So we are looking at hard times. But I don't know if real estate's gone down by about 10% the last year. I don't know if it's going to go down again. Because the dollar is so devalued that, yes, even if your real estate goes up, it still doesn't meet inflation, and so I don't know what's going to happen. And the problem is, even with inflation and the dollar being devalued, people still have less of it, and so they can't afford the house, though the house is probably valued properly. Like a house is valued at $1 million, it's really, 10 years ago, it would have been $200,000. It isn't that nice of a house, but it's worth $1 million. See how that works? So things are, this is like somebody who's on 50 different medications, and frankly, nobody knows what's going to happen. They can just keep printing money and keep it all pumped up until they want to pull the plug. And maybe not even that. I want to take calls here at the end, but I don't know how I'm supposed to cover all this. This is from Yahoo News, Reuters, MarketWire, News Security and Prosperity Partnership. Records reveal proposal for U.S.-Canadian funded grants from Mexico that goes on to say build their martial law infrastructure for influenza, build their roads. They've got all these gun bills that went through. This is a huge story on JonesReport.com and PrisonPlanet.com that I should have spent hours on. It was, and I'm sorry, out of time, can't take calls from Germany and everywhere else. Call me back tomorrow. Just out of time. U.S. officials, Samara attack may have been inside job. Now, that was CNN. That was up for about 5 hours, and then we sent it to Steve Watson. He sends us an email back going, what do you mean inside job? It doesn't say that. CNN put something completely different up. Well, we had, thank God, screenshotted it. Aaron said he had the instinct to screenshot it for some reason, because people wouldn't believe it just in our format. We have it screenshotted up on Jones Report and Prison Planet right now. U.S. official, Samara attack may have been inside job. Authorities have evidence that Wednesday's bombing of Al Ardaisia Mosque, I always pronounce it wrong, in Samara was an inside job, and 15 members of the Iraqi security force have been arrested, a U.S. military official said. But then that got shut down and taken down. They didn't retract it. No, they took it down. All right, I should have spent all day on that. Get it. It's big. It's important. Dig it. It's at the top of PrisonPlanet.com. And no, I'm not a daddy-o hippie. It's a website called Dig, folks, for those that don't know. And please get my videos. Please get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And support us, and also pray for Randy Weaver going up there to the Browns property. Pray for the Browns. Pray for everybody that's going with him. And, of course, I'll be back tomorrow live. Also, Sunday, I'm going to have Randy on my Sunday show with me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, you can listen 24 hours a day at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Black Berkey.